a prescription. Now, I'm going to prescribe 4 R's. I don't usually do this sort of ditty, but I think it will help you remember some principles. Having said all that I have about Moses and Jeremiah and Amos and these passages from the New Testament, there are 4 suggestions which I close this chapter. Each one will help you when you're swamped with feelings of inferiority. The first R is realize that you were prescribed before birth. Look at Psalm 139, verses 13 through 16. For thou didst form my inward parts. Thou didst weave me in my mother's womb. I will give thanks to thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are thy works, and my soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from thee when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the depths of the earth. Thine eyes have seen my unformed substance, and in thy book they were all written. The days that were ordained for me, yet as when there was not one of them. We are all prescription babies, every one of us. God made you just like you ought to be. The present color or quantity of your hair notwithstanding, he made you with the face he wants you to have. If he made you 7'1", he wants you 7'1". If he made you 4'2", he wants you 4'2". The second R is remember. The process is still going on. He's not finished. Work hard not to forget that fact. The third R is refuse to compare yourself with others. That's going to be the toughest of the 4 R's. If you want to conquer this inferiority, stop looking at those around you and start looking at the Lord. Comparison demoralizes. Refuse to do it. The fourth R is respond correctly to your weak points. Respond correctly to those things you feel are defects or scars or shortcomings. Try to change them if you can. If you can't, pray very much about them, just as Paul did. View that scar or defect not as a cross to endure, but as a unique marking of God on your life. In summary, realize that you were prescribed before birth. Remember that the growth process is still going on. Refuse to compare yourself with others. Respond correctly to your shortcomings. A friend of mine, who graduated from the same seminary I graduated from, has a bright red scar, a birthmark, across the side of his face. It's like a burn scar. It stretches in an unattractive, obvious fashion down his forehead and across his nose, and down across a large section of his mouth and neck. As far as I can tell, this man has absolutely no difficulty with inferiority. That is, to say the least, unusual. One day, I worked up the courage to ask him how it was that he could be so effective on his feet and trust God to use him without apparent concern about his looks. "Because of my dad," he said. "My dad taught me, as far back as I can remember, that this part of my face was where an angel must have kissed me before I was ever born. He said to me, 'Son, this marking was for Dad, so that I might know that you are mine. You have been marked out by God just to remind me that you're my son.'" All through my young days as I grew up, I was reminded by my dad, "You are the most important, special fellow on earth." "To tell you the truth," he told me, "I got to where I felt sorry for people who didn't have birthmarks across the sides of their faces." Until we can thank God for our shortcomings, for the scars in our lives, we will never conquer the problem of inferiority. Why not confess your struggles with inferiority feelings to the Lord right now? Ask Him to deliver you from your preoccupation with yourself, your constant secret analyzing of how high or low you might be on the gifts spectrum, and to give you a fresh touch of His Holy Spirit to allow you to feel about yourself the way God feels and cares about you. It really boils down to what you choose to think about yourself. No one can make you feel inferior without your consent. Only you can ultimately stop the plague of self-doubt. Only you.